Horton Locker Room Chat continues tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Horton boys basketball coach. That is David Losey, brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, a lot to kind of discuss here since we last spoke in our first chat last week. And let's start with the game Friday, season opener at home against Atchison County. And just what a wild game, I would say. Double overtime, 64-61. Tigers able to get the win, but quite a banger, I would say, to kind of kick things off this season.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was. It we both teams had their chances to put each other away, and we talked about this a little last week. We got a lot of new faces, a lot of new guys playing, and so do they. That was kind of the fun part, playing varsity basketball for the first time ever. And we had 27 turnovers, way too many turnovers in order to win any games. And but we had our opportunities. We put ourselves in position to win, and just didn't quite get it done. They did. They made some shots in the second overtime and first and second overtimes, and did some good things. Saw some bright spots though. Some things. Some kids that are, like I said, first game jitters, I think, was a little bit of it, but got to give a lot of credit to Atchison County. They did what they needed to do to win, but hopefully we can learn from that.
Yeah, no doubt. And I feel like, maybe it might be your case, but I know for some coaches with, when they have quite a bit of turnover, graduating a big senior class, you're just trying to figure some things out, here before the holiday break in these first 2 or 3 weeks. And, you play that double overtime game Friday, and now you have back-to-back games Monday and Tuesday this week at Perry on Monday, 69-34. Cause get that win, but then you bounce back, play a good Hiawatha team, and it's a closer affair, but the Redhawks winning it Tuesday night, 66-53. So, just kind of the thought on those two games here on Monday and Tuesday and what you took away from both of those.
Well, we knew going in playing Perry and Hiawatha back-to-back was a little bit of a tall task for us, but literally.
Right.
being bigger schools and playing in that Big East, they're going to be scrappy. They got to go hard. And I love it. I love the fact that we had to play those two games. First game at Perry, I felt like we played much better the first half than we did Friday night, yet we were still down about 15. They could shoot very, very well. And then they hit a lot of shots late in the game when people were subbing in for the spread. But they're a good basketball team. But I do feel like we played much better. Now, like what you were saying earlier, you start to find yourself a little bit and you start getting, maybe combinations of kids or, whether or not you're going to man zone, combination of man or zone and some of the offenses we can run. So we were starting to kind of find that a little bit Monday night. And I thought, hey, we're getting better. We're doing good things. And then last night I thought we played pretty well. We were actually had our opportunities late in the game, hit a couple shots, got within two possessions. And Hiawatha did a good job, finishing it off. And then their size hurt us. When you get two guys like that in there, and especially a Stephen Morgan kid, that kid can play. He's kind of fun to watch, except when he's playing against you, obviously.
Right.
He's a good one, and they utilize that well. And I thought we neutralized their perimeter play a little bit. We didn't let them get to the basket as much as we did even last year during that game. But their bigs hurt us. But I thought we, as a group, in the last two games against pretty good competition, we cut our turnovers down tremendously. So that's a very big step in the right direction.
All right, Coach, let's get a thought on Pleasant Ridge, your next matchup coming up on Friday night. P. Ridge, they're three games in. They got their first win this week. They beat McLouth by two, but losses to KC Christian and also Oskaloosa last week. How much prep have you been able to kind of do on Pleasant Ridge and just kind of the expectations looking for that first win on Friday night?
Oh, just started this morning. So
there you go.
We do know they play up at Hiawatha tomorrow night. I imagine some of the kids said something about going up and watching. You can watch it online also. That's what's great about today's game. We get so much live stream. You can see it and then replay it even there. So we'll prep. I do know some of the kids they've got come back and Coach is a good coach down there. He does a great job and a good guy. And so we'll prep for him. We'll start getting after a little bit today. We are going to probably take it a little easy after back-to-back games. you know, the one on the road Monday night, that I was a little concerned how we'd come out yesterday, but the kids are kids and they like to play games. So, but, yeah, we're getting ready for them and, you know, heading into the break next week or after next week, and hopefully things keep going in the right direction.
There it is. Horton boys basketball coach David Losey joining us. They're going to Pleasant Ridge on Friday and then a couple more games next week before the holiday break. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll do it one more time next week before the break.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. We appreciate you.